Welcome to the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. I am Allison Kaczkowski, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in to check out exactly what we're talking about. Self-care means so many things to people. It's one of the reasons I decided to start this show. And you'll hear self-care discussed from a number of different angles in this space. I am grateful to have you with me, and I hope you get a lot out of what I'm going to share with you today.
Hi, everybody. It's Allison Kaczkowski. Thanks for joining me today for the Ultimate Journey of Self-Care podcast. This is our Tuesday flagship show. Today, I'm thrilled to be joined by my guest, Dr. Brigitte Rosenberg, who is a spinal specialist. She's based in LA. She is a chiropractor by trade, but she does so much more than that. We're going to talk about this really cool technique that she's developed, which can hopefully, if you're listening and you're affected by neck pain or back pain, and maybe you're thinking that surgery is your only option, you definitely want to be listening to this, because I think what we're going to talk about today is going to be incredibly useful for you. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me, Allison. I'm excited. Yeah.
So before we get into the meat of what we're going to talk about, and I'm really excited about that because my background is in health and fitness. I have a heavy science background, so I'm always about what's going to help the human body function better and move better and be pain-free for a lifetime. So I'm super excited about that. But tell my audience just a little bit about you. You live in the California area. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Yeah, so I'm from California. I'm in LA. I have three locations here in the LA area. I've been a chiropractor for 30 years, and my mother was a doctor, so I was always drawn to medicine. And somehow, I told you earlier, I think someone told me that you don't choose the profession chooses you. And I feel like it chose me for a purpose. Yeah. And so I specialize in spine and disc disorders, specifically patients that suffer from herniated and bulging disc, sciatica, different kind of neuropathies. Patient numbness and tingling in the hands and in the feet. These are very common conditions that a lot of people suffer from. And so I created a proprietary treatment plan that includes technology that's all FDA cleared in a very specific pattern, specific cadence and frequency, like a plan, treatment plan that basically can help patient avoid back and neck surgery. And, you know, I think that it's necessary. I think we live in a world of innovation. And I think, you know, surgery is surgery. And when it's necessary, it's necessary. And I will always be pro whatever works for the patient, whatever the patient needs to save them. Yep. But there's a lot of things in between and there are options. And my mission is to basically educate the public that there are options.
Yep.
And there are other, other options for you to fix your problem. And you need to make an educated decision. And if you would know what's out, then you can at least make a decision that's based on knowledge and not just based on whatever someone just shoved down your throat. It's either insurance driven or that driven or whatever. And that's kind of like my mission is to give people
option. So before we get into the actual technique, and we'll definitely be talking about that. Since my background is in fitness primarily, I really want to talk about what causes people to have neck and back pain. I mean, obviously there's a lot of contributing factors, but I mean, in my view, a lot of it can be attributed to a strength imbalance. It can be attributed to an injury. It can be attributed to, you know, a genetic predisposition, perhaps. I mean, talk to us a little bit about the science behind that and in as easy a terms as we can keep it.
Yes. Yeah, so the reality is all of the above are correct. You can have injuries that either as a child you did some sports activities and it was never addressed. You can have patients can have car accidents that are just like, oh, it's just a little fender bender, no big deal. Repetitive trauma. You can have repetitive work if you do certain things over a period of time and it's just the same and the same, and you do not take care of your body. That can cause an injury over time. It can be genetic predisposition. Anything and everything can cause that. But specifically, the injuries I'm talking about, when it's neck and back, herniated, bulging disc, it comes from something. You know, even if you have a genetic predisposition to it, if you're going to go to the gym and lift weights without being smart about it, not warming up, not building up to the weights that you need to lift, not doing all these things, or if you have an injury and you're just ignoring it, then, of course, if you have genetic predisposition, you'll feel it a lot faster and stronger than maybe someone that doesn't.
Yeah.
So all the things you mentioned, that's normally how it happens. And the most important thing is that most of the people, they just ignore it because these injuries don't go from zero to 100 unless it's immediate.
And they don't
jump.
Just happen out of the blue. So I'm really glad that you mentioned that because, you know, people, you don't just wake up one day with a bulging disc. There's usually, like you said, a reason behind it. And so what I really want people to understand is this isn't a one size, what we're going to talk about is not a one size fits all kind of thing. I mean, Dr. Rosenberg is, she's built her career on individualizing treatment for a patient based on what is best for that patient. However, because it's 2025, and I agree with this too, I feel like people are looking for different options. So really, if you're thinking and you're listening out there that surgery is your only option, I'm really hoping that maybe what you hear today might at least help you to gather some more information. So talk to us a little bit now about a lot of the patients that you've seen. What are some of the most common problems that you've seen aside from what you mentioned?
So when you're talking, when I'm talking about a herniated and bulging disc, that is the problem. But the patient that are presenting, they have a symptom. And right. Most of the symptoms, first and foremost, is severe pain.
Right.
It's debilitating pain. They cannot walk. They cannot sit. They cannot stand. They cannot sleep. They just have pain 24/7. And the pain, like you said, you don't wake up one morning and develop a bulging disc.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen out of the blue.
Correct. And the pain maybe starts very mildly. And it's like, oh, I have a little bit of a back pain, but no big deal. Or, oh, it's a little bit, my back went out and I was in bed for a day, but I'm okay now. You know, and those are the things you hear. But the key is you never want to ignore it. Because what happens when you ignore it, that back pain that leads to severe back pain, that leads to inability to walk, can lead to numbness and tingling down your leg, can lead to a lot of other neurological issues that if you don't handle them correctly, and I'll give you one example that I see in my practice, they ask, and every doctor would ask, do you have urinary incontinence? Do you feel that you cannot control your bladder? That is an emergency, and that can be due to a herniated and bulging disc that's pressing on the nerve that goes to the bladder. But you don't get, like you said, we don't get to that level overnight unless it's a major trauma.
Yeah.
But the thing is that these are the symptoms that I see in my practice. Numbness, tingling, inability to walk, drop foot, all these different things. It can really affect everything and anything.
Yeah. And I also just want to plug this for a moment and then we'll move on. I do think that a lot of people have poor lifestyle habits that contribute to this too. You know, people gain weight. They're not as active as they get older. They sit a lot. You know, they don't eat properly. I mean, just put that on the list of a number of things that do contribute. Maybe they're not the root cause, but they do contribute to making a condition like that worse over time.
100%. Everything is related. You know, our body is one big machine. You don't feed it well. You don't hydrate it well. You don't give it the right nutrients. Nothing is going to work properly. And if you don't move around, mechanically, you're going to be a mess.
Yep.
You know, people ask me, what about if I eat better and I'm drinking so much water? And like, that's very important, but that's not what's going to fix the dehydrated disc that your spine from degeneration.
Yeah,
because
absolutely.
We talk about part of the findings is a disc being degenerated, which means it's completely collapsing and it's dehydrating because I'll talk a little bit about structure, if you would allow me. The disc, for example, is a dynamic structure. Think about it like a sponge full of water. It doesn't have much blood flow. It has primarily nutrients and water. And so when it gets dehydrated, it shrinks, just like a sponge in your sink that you wash dishes with. And when it's dry,
analogy.
It shrinks.
So good. Yeah.
That's what happens with the disc. So they say, oh, I'm going to drink a lot of water. That's not what's going to help it. You know,
like
you
got
to do some kind of thing.
People love the quick fix. And if they really believe, well, I'll just fix it by doing this. But the reality is you're kind of kicking the can down the road when you do that too.
That's right. Very important to really understand. One of the things that I do in my practice is patients come in, we do a complimentary consultation, they bring in their MRI, and if they don't have an MRI, I always refer them because I feel like we need to really do the right imaging to find out what's wrong with them.
Yeah.
And then we can talk and I educate you. So I'll go through a whole process of explaining to you because 90% of the people that sit in front of me and I say, first thing I say, did anybody explain to you what's wrong with you? And they say, no. I mean, I kind of dig my own little research.
Yeah.
And I'm like, let me explain to you what's wrong with you. So what's going on is going to make sense to you. And we start the conversation like that. And when you speak logic, then people understand, because people are not stupid. We're smart beings, right? And so if you explain it to someone step by step and you show them and you show them the picture and you show them all the information, explain them the anatomy, the physiology, they get it.
Yes.
And they can also make educated decisions on, yeah, you know what? I don't work out correctly. Or you know what? I did something really dumb at the gym. I should have not done that.
Right.
It's not about not doing it. It's about doing it correctly.
That's right.
And so
sometimes it's more than one thing, to your point. You know, sometimes
that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
So then in all of your experience, obviously you felt called to develop this technique. You know, after years of treating patients and seeing a lot of these same patterns, you decided that you wanted to do something about it. So let's start first of all, why you decided to do it. And second, a little bit about what it looks like. And then we'll kind of talk a little bit further.
So why I decided to do it is because in my career, I always treated patients that were primarily involved in different traumas, like car accidents, sports injuries. Like that was just kind of, I was drawn to that more than like just nutrition or, you know, in chiropractic, you can do many different things.
Right, right.
And so when I came across, and this is not a new treatment, but, you know, in the course of your career, you kind of like, you're being exposed to different new things and technology is evolving.
The machines so I have even from just a few years ago, it's different. So
100% new things. FDA are clearing new technologies. The opioid epidemic created this movement that the FDA has to clear, and a lot of new technologies coming into the market for pain management, because we know that just giving people drugs for pain is not the solution. It's just a Band-Aid that's more dangerous and cause a lot of other symptoms.
Yep, 100%.
So there's a lot new. To me, I figured, okay, I knew about non-surgical spinal decompression, but again, I was exposed to this incredible technology and the incredible results that it can provide to patients. And then I thought, even with this, there's a lot more to it.
Yes.
Just non-surgical spinal decompression, which is the backbone treatment for herniated and bulging disc, is not enough. There's other things we need to add to the mix, because there's a lot of inflammation, a lot of muscle spasm, a lot of postural imbalances, neuromuscular imbalances. There's a lot of things going on. Our body is not just one little piece inside the spine. What about all the muscles, the tissues, the fascia, all of it?
Yeah, and to your point, real quick, I think too, anytime you introduce surgery, that's a whole nother trauma to the body, right? Because then there's healing that's involved with it. There's considerations that you have to think about, because the body needs time to repair itself. So I love the direction that you're going with this, because you're literally helping people avoid that whole next layer if they don't really have to do it.
That's correct. There are options out there for patients to avoid back surgery. Not every herniated or bulging disc requires surgery. And with the advancements of medical technology, we can achieve great things in healing. And if you do the right decompression therapy and you add it with the right laser therapy to reduce inflammation and tissue regeneration technology to stimulate cellular healing and the right supplements and the right modalities to improve range of motion and to improve muscle stability, if you take this whole picture and you actually put all these elements together, think about it like when you cook. You cannot make a cake and just put only flour. You need to put a little sugar and eggs in this. You gotta do the whole thing. You can't just do, or just like when you wanna lose weight. You can't just like, okay, I'm just gonna stop. I'm gonna diet for a week. It doesn't work like this. You need to eat healthy, exercise, change your lifestyle, and it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And that's how the body works. It works like this in any elements you treat it.
I totally get it.
So putting together this treatment that I called advanced spinal restoration treatment, which I trademarked, really provides patients the results they need. And, and the idea here is, if you need surgery, that's a major problem. And to fix a major problem requires time and requires a whole process. So we need to customize and do the treatment to each patient based on their individual needs. And we create this treatment plan called Advanced Spinal Restoration Treatment, which is a treatment I created that's involving all these different modalities put together to achieve the best result for pain, inflammation, motion, getting the disc back in place, stimulating the nerves and heal. You know, surgery, I want to talk a little bit about surgery, if you would allow me.
Yeah, of course.
Surgery, you know, when it's needed and it saves people's lives. But there are many times that you can avoid it today because I always say the surgeons that are going to do the surgery on you, they're very well trained. They're very well educated and they know what they're doing. The problem is you do not know how your body will react to the surgery because it's a very sensitive anatomy. And you do not know how your body will react to this amazing surgery.
Yeah, especially
you just don't know.
At the end of the day, there's something else that you can do, right?
100%. 100%. Yeah. So there's always, you should always look at this as the last resort because once you do it, you can't U-turn from that. It's a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
So why not try something different that's more safe and effective before you decide to go under the knife? Especially since you know that once you do it, and I see a lot of people after surgery and they're in agony. I mean, I see people that are great.
Totally.
But I see people in agony.
Yeah,
and
I do too.
It's just, it's terrible.
So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. So just real quick, if there's a way that we can do this, like, you know, simply and easily, can you walk us through kind of a sample of what this treatment looks like? Like we've talked about like the modalities and the technology and all of that, but and I know it's going to vary for every patient, but I'm just wondering if you could just give us kind of like, well, this is what we start with, and then this is what we do, and then this is what we do. Can you give us kind of a synopsis of what that looks like?
Yes, 100%. So I'm going to give you an example of a herniated and a bulging disc that causes sciatica. Sciatica is a common condition, pain radiating down the leg, very common. You come in, we do an MRI, we look at the MRI, or if you have an MRI from your doctor, we would look at it as long as it's within a certain number of months. We figure out where the disc problem is. We do a full examination to see what kind of problem you have. I take a very thorough history. And then we start putting you on a treatment plan. So for the example, in order to treat one disc, because we have multiple in our spine, the research has shown that you need at least 20 to 24 visits to treat a disc. You cannot do a one quick fix.
Yeah.
So you would come in three times a week and we would put you on a non-surgical decompression system that's computer generated that we input the data from your MRI into that system.
Okay.
It's not every system, not every decompression table out there is the same. So it's very important to get treated on the right one. But then what we would do is we would first reduce the pain and the spasm with one modality. Then we put you on a decompression and then we start creating cellular healing. So the system works on three phases: repair, restore, and rebuild. And we use different modalities through these phases of the 24 visits based on what I designed for you, but you would always get a decompression because that's the backbone of what we do. Because we need to repair your problem.
That's what it's
restore
that's what
the function.
I was getting to is that that's really the basis. So
correct.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And we add, I mean, there is, like I said, there is a method to the madness. It's like a formulated plan, what we do first, second, and third. and what we do every time you come in. But the treatments are not short because you spend time with us. It's about an hour to an hour and a half. We really take care of you and we take you step by step because, you know, you have an irritated nerve. If you do too much, you'll be...
It takes time for all the inflammation to calm down too.
So that's what we do. It's like repair. We do one plan using certain modalities. Restore, we do another plan. And then rebuild completely back to you for you to go back to your normal functioning lifestyle with no limitation. And the backbone of it is the decompression therapy.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That sounds pretty simple to me, even though I know it's very involved from a clinical perspective. The way you describe it sounds, you know, pretty cut and dry. Pardon the pun. So I just try to make it
very simple for people to understand.
Yeah,
it's not
voodoo
things. Yeah. Using technology to reduce all these different crazy symptoms that you feel. You know, sometimes you can feel some tingling in the leg and the nerve is completely dead and you need to stimulate the nerve. Yeah. Maybe another patient is going to have the same problem. So there's different machines for different things, but these things work. And these machines are not toys. They're actually going to get the job done if you use it the right way.
Yeah, you're not just throwing spaghetti against the wall and seeing what works. This is a proven pathway that you've actually tested and you can stand behind it.
And all these pathways and all these modalities have research behind them, have a lot of clinical trials behind them. I just put all these pieces together because I decided that to get the result, I need to invest in all these different technologies. And there's always something new. For example, we just incorporated a device called M-Sculpt Neo. That is a functional wellness device. Actually, it's a device that was used for aesthetic purposes. Because it's the only device in the marketplace that actually builds muscle and burns fat. But it was just recently, a few months ago, cleared by the FDA for function. Because what happens to patients that have muscle atrophy? They need to go to do physical therapy, but there's so much weakness involved. You got to give it some stimulation.
That's right.
Doing 30 minutes with this device, with that frequency, it's like doing 20,000 muscle contractions. So applying this on an atrophied muscle would allow someone to walk again. Then they can go back and start doing physical.
Yeah, I love it.
So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very innovative thinking on your part to recognize that this is a big problem and that you've got a creative solution to fix it. So
we find methods to fix different elements of the problem because the problem is one, but it manifests itself in many different ways. So we have to, you know. Someone will have muscle weakness and someone else is not going to have muscle weakness. So we have to address the problem that this patient has.
And one of the things that I always say about injuries is that they're systemic. They usually don't just show up in one place. So I love that you're looking at this from a number of different angles. You know, you're looking at it from with the decompression and then the modalities and then all the other things. So you're really kind of treating the whole thing versus just like one or two things.
Yes. We're treating everything because a herniated and a bulging disc is one issue, but it can manifest itself, give patients different symptoms and different limitations on many different areas. So just like I said, like muscle weakness and atrophy is one thing, but neuropathy, which is basically severe numbness, tingling, burning sensation in the feet, it's a different problem.
Yeah.
It's a sign that the nerve is dying. And that's a different treatment, right? Maybe one patient is going to feel that, the other one is going to feel something else. But there is a solution to almost every issue that you may have within the realm of a herniated and a bulging disc. We can fix anything. We can treat anything, which is really incredible.
Yeah, awesome. So what do you say to the person out there listening who maybe is sort of like on the fence and they're trying to decide if they want to go ahead with surgery or if they're really thinking, you know what? I think what she's saying is making a lot of sense. What can you offer, like an easy tip? Can you offer something that people can use to help themselves today?
So the first thing that I can say is this. You always, always, always want to do your research, get a second opinion, and find out what else is out there available for you before you decide to go under the knife. You have to do it. You owe it to yourself, no matter who you are. We live in a world of innovation. There is information everywhere with chat, with ChatGPT, with this, so much stuff out there. So you always want to find out if there is a second opinion, and you always want to make sure that something else can maybe be done to help you. That's number one. Number two, I would be willing to give my email, and I'm on a quest to educate as many people as possible. So I know that I'm not everywhere, but I do have affiliates and doctors in many different places. So I would love to have a conversation. And if I can help anybody with just a quick phone call and just give you some tips, I would be happy to do that. That's me giving back to the world, just giving you information. So yeah. I'd be happy to do that. I'll leave my email. You can email me. We can schedule a call. And I would love to do that. I think that's honestly, that's just me giving back, just giving you the option. And if it's if you're close,
hey, make it yourself available. And sometimes people just need to know that someone else hears them, you know? So
absolutely. And I'm happy to do that.
Okay. So what is your website?
So my website is spinatomycenters.com. And it's like the word spine and anatomy together. So spine anatomy. Would you like me to spell it?
No. I think you've been very clear. Spineanatomy.com, right?
Spineanatomycenters.com. That's the website. Okay. And my name is Dr. Rosenberg. So you can reach me at drrosenberg@spineanatomycenters.com.
Fantastic. All right. Awesome. Thanks so much for sharing your expertise today. I really appreciate you giving us some time, and I just love what you're doing in the world. So keep going.
Thank you, Allison, for having me.
Yeah, of course. So folks out there listening, if what we have talked about today has really landed with you and resonated with you, if you suffer from back pain or neck pain or recurring pain of any kind, and you're sort of feeling like you're at the end of your rope or you're at your wit's end and you're wondering what else could work for you, you definitely want to bookmark this episode and maybe go back and listen again and take Dr. Rosenberg's up on her offer to reach out for that complimentary phone call and just ask questions from another expert. Sometimes we need to gather. It's not that we need more information, but I think sometimes we just need to have a different kind of conversation. So you'll find her website and her email in the show notes. So please feel free to scroll down to that. And on that note, if you know someone in your world who needs to hear this conversation, if you have a loved one, a family member, or a friend, please feel free to bookmark this episode and send it to them as a free gift from me. Thanks for all your support, for always following us and subscribing and downloading. You guys are the reason why I'm here every single week and why we have such an amazing audience of literally millions of listeners around the world. And I have to pinch myself every day that this is actually where we are, because when we started 6 years ago, I didn't really know what I was doing and I didn't really know where this was going to go. So I have you to thank for all of that. This is Allison Katzkowski with The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. You are one step closer to living your ultimate life. So make it a good one.